Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagined Success Podcast. I hope you're doing well today. Today, we're going to continue talking about leadership. This is our Leadership Part 2 episode. So if you missed Part 1, check out our podcast from last week and you can hear the first 5 tips of effective leadership. And today, we'll move into the second set of tips. So I have 5 more tips for you of effective leadership. The crystal for today is: leadership and learning are indispensable to each other. And that's a quote by John F. Kennedy. So we'll talk about that a bit more as we go through the tips for effective leadership. I also want to share with you, if you want to reach out to me, you can check me out on Instagram at Melanie Crystal and on TikTok at Melanie Crystal and also on my LinkedIn, Melanie Crystal as well. And that's Melanie Crystal is spelled K-R-Y-S-T-L-E. So let's dive into talking about leadership. So I have 5 more tips for effective leaders. And the first one for today, so I'll call it tip number 6, is provide constructive feedback. There is a book called Crucial Conversations that's really good on talking about how to provide constructive feedback. Its tagline is tools for talking when stakes are high. And that's a good topic. I'll probably do that in an upcoming podcast just to talk about all the details and things that you can do to have crucial conversations and to give constructive feedback. But I will offer this today. Giving constructive feedback in an appropriate manner can take relationships a lot further and actually help them get stronger if you can use that as a tool to develop trust. Now, there's always a way, a manner, and a time to give constructive feedback. But I will say it's always better to give the feedback sooner rather than later. Because sometimes if you let things fester, boil over, it'll just get worse and worse and worse until you're able to have that conversation. So it's very important to give constructive feedback and offer that to whomever you're working with or for in a manner that they can receive it and that it'll help your relationship grow, develop more trust, and get stronger. So as a leader, it's important to develop that skill, providing constructive feedback. And so once again, the book Crucial Conversations is one that can help give even more tips on that subject. Have you ever had a time in your life where you've had to give someone constructive feedback? What'd you do so that you didn't just go off on them or, you know, blow your top and just scream and holler? I know taking a breath, taking a minute, taking a time out for yourself can often help you with that. That's something that I definitely do. If I have to give them constructive feedback, I like to think about it first, but everyone doesn't. Some people like to just, you know, say it and spill it immediately. But sometimes it is good to take a little time back and think about it and then come back to that person to offer the feedback in the most constructive manner so that it can be received and that everybody can be happy and out of the situation. So that is the first tip for effective leadership, constructive feedback that I have for today. Now let me go to tip number 7. Number 7 is foster team collaboration. Now everyone on your team wants to feel valued. They want to feel like they have an important part and an important role, including yourself. So it's important to foster that type of environment on your team. Also offering inclusivity in your group can help foster this team collaboration. Everyone should feel like they're part of the team, and it can be easier said than done because sometimes when you have a new person on the team and they're trying to fit in and gel with the group, it may be harder for them to do that. But actually doing things outside of your core work job work helps so people can get to know each other. So things like having a happy hour or going out to lunch with the team, those type of things where people can talk about their themselves, their families, other things, and get to actually know each other as a person often helps with helping teams gel and build that trust and that relationship, those relationships that'll be crucial when it's time to get some serious work done. So those are some ways to help foster the team trust. And then collaboration is important. During collaboration, that everyone has a voice, everyone can speak and be heard. So sometimes teams have a person or two who are kind of the leaders or the most influential people. And that's good and important, but also a new person can bring fresh perspectives, a fresh eye. A younger person can do that as well. So be sure to make sure that those people's voices are heard, give them time to speak and share their ideas, because it's in those collaborations that the best work and the best ideas will come about. Now, number 8 for effective habits of great leadership is lead with empathy. So that is a very, very important habit and tip to do. Empathy is something that some people have it more naturally than others. But if you don't have it more naturally, it's something to be aware of and try to grow within yourself. Everyone is different. Everyone has different circumstances. And so it's important as a leader that you adjust your style and your leadership style to fit and tailor the people that you're leading. One thing that you can do with one person may not work with another person. So it is important to understand what motivates each of the people that you work with or work for. And if you have that understanding and understand some of their background, their family history, then that'll help you lead more effectively. And there are times where things come up where you really do have to show some empathy and understanding. And if you do that, that actually, once again, can improve the trust level of you and that person on your team, which will help in your leadership in the long run. If you can do things to help build and develop trust with your teammates or those that you're leading, it will really provide a way that you can just be there for them. And in the end, they will reciprocate that later on. So lead with empathy. That's a word that people use often, but actually take the time to think about being empathetic and how you can be empathetic for others. And you can be empathetic in multiple ways. I usually think of empathy more of in sad situations, if something bad's happened to someone, but it can also be in their learning style, be understanding of how someone learns. Are they more an audible learner? Do they have to learn by doing? Can they read and learn? So like use empathy to help with their learning styles or help them have the tools they need to learn and train and gel in the group. So lead with empathy is number 8. Number 9 is make decisions thoughtfully. And that means make informed decisions. So as a leader, you usually have to make decisions pretty quickly at times, not always. But it's important that you gather the information from various sources and on your own gather information to understand what the factors are that you're looking at to make an informed decision. And then one important piece of making decisions thoughtfully is as you have a team, you may rely on people on your team to give you information, provide you information to make these decisions, but always consider new information when things arise. So you may have made a decision last week about a project, and then this week you learn that maybe there's some type of safety issue or there's a lead time that may be too long, but something new arises. So be open to taking this new information in and then adjusting your decision if needed. and based off of the new information that someone else has given you or that you've learned on your own. So just be flexible, be able to adjust and navigate new things and situations that come up in order to help you become a more effective leader or continue to be an effective leader. Because, you know, with life, things do change. Circumstances change that are often beyond our control. And we can make decisions in a moment that were great decisions, but then that a week later, it can be completely different. One thing that makes me think about this situation, kind of a bigger one, is during the COVID pandemic. Do y'all recall all the changes, all the different information that we were getting during the COVID pandemic? One of the ones that sticks out in my mind the most is, remember when we were first told by our leadership in the country that we didn't have to wear masks. Instead, we were wiping our groceries down and staying indoors, of course. But we didn't have to wear masks when we were around people. But then with new information, that leadership had to adjust and change when they realized and learned that COVID-19 was actually an airborne illness. Then the recommendation came out, okay, you should wear masks and remain 6 feet apart from people when you're out in public. So that information changed pretty rapidly. It felt like overnight. One day we weren't wearing masks, the next day we were wearing masks and social distancing. And so once the leaders, you know, got new information, then they had to shift and change with that new information. And so then many in the public began wearing masks and masking, and that did help some. I don't know if it helped all the way, but it did help some prevent the spread of that illness. So that was a time when things were changing, information was changing, seemed day by day, hour by hour almost. And then at some point we stopped wiping our groceries down because that wasn't really where the virus was spreading, the way the virus was spreading. So we shifted and we changed, and then we started doing other things to protect ourselves as more information arrived. So utilize that in your own leadership. As you get new information, don't be afraid to change, to adjust, and to make it better for your goals and your team. Now I'm going to go to the number 10, the last tip of effective leadership that I have today. And this one also pairs with the crystal for today. And that tip is, great leadership is always learning. So if you're a great leader, that means you are a lifelong learner. We just talked about how you can always get new information, things can shift and change. As a leader, it's important for you to stay up to date and abreast on any new information in your field and continue to learn. You cannot be stale. And so I'm just going to go ahead and say the crystal for today, which is the quote by John F. Kennedy. Leadership and learning are indispensable to each other. So all leaders should be lifelong learners, continuous learners, and always seeking new opportunities for development. And coaching, getting a coach is a great way also to help you continue to learn and grow. I've had coaches in my time, which have really helped propel me into new avenues to continue to learn and grow. So coaching, and then also, of course, you can always do your self-learning with books and online, but remain eager and hungry to learn. And then the great thing is you can learn from others. So if you are a leader, you can learn from those on your team. Or if you're on a team, you can learn from other members on your team, and they can learn from you as well. So be sure to be open to learning and lifelong learning. So that's my podcast for today on effective leadership. I'm going to go ahead and recap the last five tips for effective leadership once more. And number six is provide constructive feedback. Number seven, is foster team collaborations. Number 8 is lead with empathy. Number 9 is make decisions thoughtfully. And number 10 is great leadership is always learning. So I hope that you can use some of these in your leadership roles. And I just want to state also, you may be a leader in title, either at your company or you own your own business, but also you may not be a leader in title, but you're still an influential leader. That means you don't have to have a title to lead others, lead your family, lead those that you work with, and be an influential leader. So these tips can be utilized by really anyone who has people who look up to them or who they work with. So thank you for listening to the podcast today. Thank you to all my leaders. And I hope that these tips will help you become more effective leaders than you already are. And as always, I want you to reimagine success for yourself. And leadership is one way that you can do that. This is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.